Okay, hello Twips, this is Squizbot.
This is the Herninator.
And we are here to talk to you about, actually we didn't vet a topic before we pressed record, did we?
No.
Before we pressed.
Is it, yeah.
That's the new word for when you press the button on Audioboo, you press it.
Well, I was thinking beyond nothing other than don't laugh at a countdown.
Okay, so now you're here, now you've got to the other side of it and you didn't laugh.
Mm.
What should we do with the 2.5 minutes left to what knowledge shall we impart, or should we ask questions, or should we pose topics?
Should we have a mixture of both?
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, why don't we give and take? why don't we give and take a little bit, Nick? Why don't we say something that's moderately interesting? And then ask.
Okay, what was the fact you gave me before? Your Golden Girl. Right, Kelly has a fact about the Golden Girls, the TV show.
Yeah, holler out to any Golden Girls fans, by the way, BTW.
So here's your fact.
Okay, the fact is that the mum, Sophia, in Golden Girls was actually a year younger than her on-screen daughter, Bea Arthur. She was actually a year younger than her daughter.
See? Dropping knowledge.
That's right.
Boom.
Boomtings.
Right.
Nick, have you got one?
I don't have... Do I have any knowledge at the moment? Do I have any knowledge to
impart? Do you have any knowledge in general?
I don't think I ever had any knowledge. No, I had some. I think I left it. I think I left it at a bus stop.
We'll come up with some proper facts.
So that was the knowledge. That was us giving you some knowledge. Now we want you to give us some knowledge. So we're going to pose you a question. What should the question be? Should it be like random topic, or should it be something, you know, something Twitter related, or something sex related, or something embarrassing? What do we want to know from the tweeps?
What do I want to know? I want to know if you woke up on Christmas morning and found Santa Claus kissing your mum, what would your reaction be, Twitter?
Punch him.
Kick him into the balls. Kick him into Christmas balls.
Yeah, but the thing is, you look at Santa, he's a fat bastard. He's always shown as a fat bastard. If you tried to kick him, you'd get your foot caught in the dog flap.
He's all padding. He's all fucking mince pies and milk.
So do you think he's really anorexic underneath that?
I think he's a fucking little knob underneath that. No, I hadn't really thought about that.
So Santa, the traditional Santa we all know is like the original cosplayer.
Dude, well, before we go, a quick Santa related quote that was a Santa related fact, that he was actually a manifestation of a Coca-Cola company from the 1930s. He was a Santa as we know him today, red and white, fat and jolly, was as a result of a competition run by Coca-Cola.
So,
Coca-Cola every year.
Everybody have a very merry Coca-Cola.
That's right, indeed.
Yeah.
Drink.